Now that Astral Radiance has been out for a while, we're going to give you our first impressions on the entire set. And then there's been some Pokemon Go TCG leaks, but is the story as genuine as it appears? Let's talk about it. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Gym Leaders Podcast, where we talk all things Pokemon TCG. I am Travis with TCG Funhouse.
And I'm ASX with ASX TCG, and I'm excited about today's talk. Talking Astral Radiance, a set that I think I like a little bit better than I thought I was going to, and some spicy leaks as well. It's a good one today.
Yeah, it's definitely a spicy topic in terms of those Pokemon Go leaked cards that we're going to be talking about. But then also, Astral Radiance, I agree with you, has been a treat, really. It's been very fun to open, which I was not expecting. But on top of that, prices aren't doing too hot on the singles. So it's six in one hand, half dozen in the other type of conversation. But we're going to talk about that in the second half of the episode. We're going to start with the Pokemon Go leaks. And ASX, I just want your initial thoughts and breakdown when you found out about the Radiant Blastoise leak and this Mewtwo V, what looks like to be the alternate art leak. What were your initial thoughts when you saw those?
Yeah. So initial thoughts right off the bat, like I'm super skeptical about things like that, especially leaks. So, you know, I wanted to, you know, do my own research on it, not just take, you know, for what I heard on, you know, the internet. Don't ever do that. It's not a great idea. Do your own research. So that's what I wanted to do. And I got to look in. Typically, my main place to go is like PokeBeach or PokeGuardian to take a look. And I didn't actually find anything there on either of these. So that like really piqued my interest even more to see like, you know, is this something even real? I mean, just looking at the pictures, I mean, the pictures look pretty real. I mean, you can see some texture like on that Blastoise. But
yeah, I will definitely say that I think the pictures and the cards themselves, they are real cards. Mm. They are 100% real cards. I'm more concerned about the story. Like with you hearing about the story, what do you think there?
Yeah. The fact that, okay, so they're saying it was pulled out of an Astral Radiance pack, a couple Astral Radiance packs this person pulled them out of. That's cool. I mean, we've seen that kind of happen before, you know, in the past. I think with some McDonald's cards, you even pulled one on your channel, I believe. It was like a French McDonald's card or something back when we were getting those McDonald's cards.
That was for the 25th anniversary. Some of the McDonald's promo cards leaked. I don't remember what set. It was Vivid Voltage is what it was. So I opened them up in a Vivid Voltage pack. But the one thing that is different for me about this entire situation is that there were dozens and dozens of stories and pictures of people pulling these 25th anniversary McDonald's cards inside these booster packs, right? Mine were in French. I've heard French. Yeah. I saw Italian. There was even a couple of English that were released. But in this case, just seems to be significantly more narrow with only one picture of a Radiant Blastoise, one picture of this Mewtwo. Very, very similar stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It was just really strange that it was only one person. Because we've seen this happen before and it was multiple people, it was just very strange that it was just one. I got to think, too, like, you know, when they're printing these cards, they come out in big sheets, right? Probably 100 cards per sheet or something like that. I don't know the exact number. But I would have to assume there's more than one Radiant card per sheet. So, you know, naturally, I would think there are more out there. And with the rate that people open up packs, I kind of figured we would have seen another one by now or at least heard a story or something, you know, but we're not seeing anything. So that's, you know, really what makes me kind of second guess this as like, you know, did this person really pull this out of a pack or are we looking at a different situation here on how they actually got those cards?
Yeah. And that's kind of where I wanted to go. So let's just for a second here. Okay. Let's go ahead. Let's put on our tinfoil hats, right? Let's go down the conspiracy lane. You know, let's go down the moon landing avenue, the flat earth society section.
Oh, geez,
here.
We're, get, We're getting deep down the rabbit hole.
We're getting deep. We're getting deep. Okay. So kind of like what I'm thinking here is, if I was in the situation, right, where I hate to say it like this, but if I was in the situation where I took, aka maybe stole some Pokemon cards from the factory, or even maybe in this case, one Pokemon card or two Pokemon cards from the factory, how do I get that out to the world without making it seem like I stole this card, right? Especially if my end goal was to sell it, right? If my end goal is to sell this card a month, 2 months before it officially is to release, where I can make 20 times what it's going to be worth after it's hit the shelves, what would I do? I would make up a story. And what's the perfect story to make up? Oh, look, guys, look at this error that Pokemon did that I pulled inside of this Astral Radiance pack, you know? And that's like the number one biggest concern for me is how we don't, there's no video of this card being opened, right? So like when I opened the French cards, it was right there on the channel. You could see it. It happened on my video. It was like, dang, that was freaking cool, right?
Yeah.
This is just an image. It looked like it was taken in somebody's car seat or something like that. Like, who knows exactly what happened? And same thing with the Mewtwo V. There's no video of the pull. We don't even, I mean, there's not even like an opened Astral Radiance pack in the background. Like, there's literally nothing. There's no other Pokemon cards from the Astral Radiance set. It's just the one card. That's just like, here's my one card. And to find out that the person who pulled the Mewtwo actually sold it for $250, which Lord knows how much that card is going to be worth. Because it does kind of seem like that might be the Mewtwo alternate art that we're going to get inside the Pokemon Go set. Because we've already seen the promo V, the regular V. We've seen the V Star. And so obviously if there's a rainbow and a gold Mewtwo, they're going to be look like the V-Star, right? Because they're going to continue that trend. So this looks like it's what it would be the alternate art. We saw a picture of the promo full art that comes inside the ETB as well. And that's not this card. So even at $250, you know, is that an exorbitant amount more than what it's going to be worth down the road? Maybe not. If that's the chase card for the set, it could be up there in price. Who knows? But $250 might be a little bit strong. But what do you think of that scenario, ASX, where potentially, you know, somebody steals it from the factory and then they create this story around Pokemon, you know, making an error and putting it inside of an Astral Radiance pack when there is zero evidence other than we need to take the word from this guy. And if I'm wrong, let me know down in the comment section. If you guys know where the video is, if you know of any other details that I couldn't find, I did a little bit of research. I didn't dive really, really deep into it, but I did some Google searches. I did some Reddit lookups. I went down the Twitter rabbit hole, and I couldn't find any more information other than here's a picture of the card. I got it from Astral Radiance. Yay me. If you want to buy it, let me know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, what do you think of that story?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really convenient, to be honest with you. I mean, it's like the perfect storm, right? It's something that's happened before, you know, so it's not something way out of the ordinary that we wouldn't believe, right? This brand new set just released. A lot of times we do see more errors earlier on in sets. So just another thing that kind of adds on to the convenience there. And I think, you know, I don't think you're wrong. I think, honestly, in my own opinion, I think we are probably looking at somebody that stole them from the factory that makes them. And was just looking to make a quick buck, because that story, that, I mean, we don't know if that is the exact story, but it sounds really good. It sounds like, you know, probably what I think would have happened. Yeah.
Well, and with it's people,
just, everything was too convenient.
With, you know, people's opinions on how Pokemon has been printing cards lately as well, it's almost like they're just using the ammo against them. You know, I mean, Fusion Strike had terrible defects on the cards. I saw a lot of really miscut cards from Brilliant Stars and stuff that.
Yeah.
So it's almost like they're just using the ammo from the Pokemon company's printing quality lately against them. Yeah. Not saying that it couldn't have happened. It very well could have happened. I'm a skeptical person. Anytime something like this happens, I always immediately think, okay, this person is, especially with today's society, this person's just trying to make a buck, right? This person's trying to get it out there. This person's trying to do XYZ. And speaking of getting it out there, Another one of the Pokemon Go trainer cards has come out, and from the boy, Leonhart himself, right? So somebody sent Leonhart an Arceus V figure box that the promo card, which is normally the Arceus V, was just replaced with what's their name? Candela, red,
I think.
Yeah, the Team Valor gym leader, right? The Team Valor team leader card. And it was completely destroyed. It was all scratched up on the back. The corners were bent on it. Like it had been through a wood chipper of some kind. I don't know.
It was rough.
It looked really, really bad. But like, what's your initial thought on that story where like somebody found it this way and then they sent it over to Leonhart to open it up? So like my question about it is why, if I went to Walmart and I found Arceus V figure boxes and one of them actually just happened to have that card in it, my first thought's not going to be, let me go ahead and buy this and then ship it over to Leonhart so he can open it on his channel. Like, where does that come from? Why is that the thought process that some people have? And do you think that that even could have been potentially a tampered box? You know, is there someone in the shadows just hiding behind the curtains just going like, hey, let's go ahead and leak some of these. Is it Pokemon themselves? Are they leaking some of these cards so people can see what they look like? You know, like, I mean, just what's your breakdown, man?
Well, that's an interesting point you make. Is it Pokemon themselves? I think if it was Pokemon themselves, they probably wouldn't send like a super beat up card because that thing looked literally, you're right. It looked like it went through a wood chipper. It was bad. It was beat up. So I don't know if it was Pokemon themselves, but I think we might have. I mean, it could be a similar situation what we're talking with about the Radiant Blastoise and the Mewtwo V. You know, somebody was able to get that out of one of the factories, put it in a box. I personally haven't heard of, you know, really any other of these boxes popping up. I know if I saw it on the shelf, I mean, no offense, Leon Hart. I mean, he's not watching this, but no offense. I'm not saying.
Hey, you don't know that. I mean, you know, we've done a couple of Leon Hart videos here. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they take a little looky loo and just say, what's going on in the community over here? You know,
well, Leon Hart, if you are, I'm speaking just you and me right
what
now.
What up now?
sorry, I'm not sending you that box. I'm putting that thing on my channel. But.
I'm putting that thing on eBay for $10,000. What you talking about, right? Willis?
After I make a video on it and get some clicks, you know. But I'm thinking, like, you know, not everybody is, you know, a YouTuber, a PokeTuber opens up stuff on camera and stuff like that. So it very well could have just been a, you know, really big fan that was like, hey, you know, I know I'm not going to be able to start a YouTube channel or maybe post this on my own stuff and really, you know, get the word out there that this is something that I found. But Leonhart can. So I could see that happening, but where I'm confused is, again, you know, why is there only this one box that was found?
I've definitely not seen any other. I've definitely not seen any other at all. And you would definitely think that there would be more than just the one, you know?
Exactly.
It's so odd to me. It's so odd to me. It's definitely a good form of marketing, though. And, like, in how come none of these leaks happened, you know, before the Asher Radiance release? You know, like, why did it all happen right around the same time? And now that we're also getting more information about the Pokemon Go set, so now that Asher Radiance is out, like, they want to hype up Pokemon Go. So, I don't know. It's all just crazy to me, man. But if you want my definitive answer, well, before I give you my definitive answer, what do you also think about, like, you mentioned this earlier before, the two most important websites for getting your Pokemon TCG knowledge, right, your information, your hot takes, your right, what is happening right now, leaks, things like that, is PokeBeach.com and PokeGuardian.com. And they normally go hand in hand. They have very similar stuff.
Pretty much.
Very similar stories. If one person posts it, the other person probably posts it right around the same time. They're very equal.
Yeah.
Neither of them touched this story with a 10-foot pole. Neither of them did. Now, either that's could be for one reason, and that could be Pokemon. Maybe they have insider information on Pokemon, and they said, don't touch this. This is not good. This is blah, blah, blah. Don't touch it, right? Because it's not like they're not talking about other Pokemon Go cards. You know, they just released information on a like almost every other day. We're getting information on a couple of more Pokemon Go cards, right? And whether it's, you know, English translations or new announced cards that will be coming in the Pokemon Go set, whether it's a common or uncommon or whatever it is, right? But for some reason, they are not touching this, which it does two things for me. One, either Pokemon Go said don't do it, right?
Yeah.
Or two, it's BS.
Yeah.
And those are the two things that have me concerned is when the go-to sources for Pokemon TCG don't touch this, that usually means there's a little bit reason to pause here for a second. And I know they're not the end-all be-all, but they're definitely a lot more credible sources than just a random schlub over on Reddit and Twitter who's like, hey guys, look at this. So like, what do you think about them not covering the story?
Yeah, that's one of my biggest things, too. And like I said, when we were talking about the Blastoise and the Mewtwo, like that's the first thing that I did was go to it. Was, I think it was actually PokeBeach that I checked. And I mean, that's what I do, honestly, for about everything that we talk about here on the Gym Leaders podcast. That's like my go to, right? When we start talking about topics.
Huge guys. Go check out PokeBeach.com and PokeGuardian.com. Two fantastic websites for your Pokemon TCG information.
Yeah, fantastic sites. And yeah, I mean, the fact that neither of them has even a little mention of it anywhere.
Yeah.
Huge red flag for me. Huge red flag. I mean, there is a chance that maybe they just don't have enough information to write a good story about it. But even then, like, even a mention of like, hey, we know this is out there. Like, you don't see that at all.
You can do a quick article, especially if it's the hot topic. When you're running a website like that, that's what you want out there. You want this type of news out there. As basically a Pokemon TCG information leak website, you want this stuff on there. So the only reason why it wouldn't be is if it wasn't very credible.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's where I sit is it's gotta be not very credible at all. If I'm not seeing it on either of these sites, it's something I'm not necessarily buying right now.
And something else, that I want to get your opinion on too is the actual cards themselves, right? So one of the biggest concerns about the Pokemon Go set was, what is this artwork going to look like? You know, is it going to be very blocky, realistic looking? Is it going to be cartoony? Like, what is it going to look like? And I've seen both sides of the spectrum for these two cards. The Radiant Blastoise, I've seen people tear down. They're not excited for it. They're saying it's like, it is such a poor rendition. It's not even close to what the Greninja Radiant Greninja looks like. And it's just like a plain yellow, you know, lemonade looking background with a very cartoony looking Blastoise, throwing like a punch, right? Like he's not even using Hydro Pump. He's not even doing any of that stuff. It's a very bland and boring card. And the only reason why, you know, he's shiny is because you can see a part of his shell that's green. And then on top of that, we got the Mewtwo V card, which everybody is synonymously going, this looks like it's from Detective Pikachu. It doesn't look like it's actually going for the Pokemon Go TCG set. Like, this 100% looks more like Detective Pikachu. Like, it literally looks like they took it out of the scene from the movie where he's, like, destroying the town and the blimps and the finale, the climax of the movie. It's exactly what it looks like. So it's very odd artwork. I definitely think it's going to be the alt art, though. And I like it. It's good. It's fine. It's not as good as a lot of the alternate arts we've been getting. It's very bland. You know, they both seem to be very bland, not very active physical artworks. So just in terms of like the way the card looks, does this make you more excited for the Pokemon Go set or less excited, given that I do think they are genuine cards?
Yeah, I guess I would say, you know, I don't really feel like more or less excited about the set, to be honest with you. In terms of like looking at both of the cards here, I guess I'll start with the Radiant Blastoise. I'm not opposed to like the pose that he's in. I kind of like it. Yeah, you know, we could see a little like, you know, water cannon action here since it's pointing right in our face. You know, but I don't mind the pose that he's in. The background, though. Yeah, when you bring up like the Radiant Greninja, absolutely beautiful background, like a sunset background, I think. And this one is just, it just looks real plain. You know, kind of reminds me of, you know, a little bit of like older, like old school holos where there just wasn't as much there on the card. So that is a little bit of a bummer, and I could definitely see it not being as sought after of a card. because of that, you know. And then looking at the Mewtwo here, yeah, the Mewtwo, it really does feel like it's like a screenshot out of Detective Pikachu. You got Rhyme City there in the background, you know, the big tall skyscrapers there, got some billboards. It really does feel like it's just a shot out of the movie. I'm not like a huge fan of like the art style in terms of like how CGI he looks. I think it's like the regular Mewtwo V in this set that's going to come out. I think is an absolutely beautiful art style, and I wish they had continued that through all the other Mewtwo cards, but that is not the case. So I'm not a big fan of it, to be honest. I mean, it's probably going to be the chase of this set, but I mean,
yeah, I definitely agree.
It's not one that I'm like super excited for. I hate that I'm saying that, but it's just I'm not feeling it as much as I was hoping.
So after seeing the Blastoise, what do you think the Charizard's going to look like? Do you think it's going to be more very nice Greninja background looking, doing a cool? I mean, because the Greninja is great, man. It's got it's very like Karate Kid esque, where he's like just like you know, he's balancing on this rock. He looks like he's deep in thought. He's shiny. It's got water sparkling in the sunset. It's beautiful. Yeah. And now we just got this lemonade background for the Blastoise. Do you think we're going to get a nice background with our Charizard Radiant, or just like maybe a black Charizard with his little red wings and maybe like a brighter red background, like a tomato juice, you know, background?
Looking at these, to be honest with you, it scares me that it is going to just be like, you know, plain old red background or something like that, or, you know. But man, I mean, I don't know why I wasn't thinking like shiny Charizard is black, clearly, with the red wings. But yeah, that's they could do so many cool things with that card. I wish we got a Charizard that kind of looked like the alt art Moltres V from Chilling Rain. Like, absolutely love that card. Kind of like love the like kind of tribalness about it. I think if they did something cool like that, yeah, and obviously not a full art, but kind of just in the background there, I think that would look really cool. But this Blastoise does scare me a little bit. If it is real, I feel like the big three, the OG Kanto starters, aren't getting the treatment that they deserve. I think it's going to be kind of bland.
I'm a little worried about it. Like here, on the screen, guys, I'm going to show you like what the Greninja looks like here. As long as my camera will focus. It does not look like my camera's going to focus. So anyway, so here's what the Greninja background with a beautiful background on it. And let's just compare that real quick to, let's just say, the Heatran. So like, here's the Heatran right here. And it's just kind of like a blue flamey background, like nothing special. And that's the vibe I'm getting with Radiant Blastoise as well. Like, and here's the Hawlucha. Again, just kind of a very generic, you know, rainbowish background right there. Nothing special. They definitely spent extra time on the Greninja compared to the other shinies. So yeah. I don't know if that was because that was kind of like the first one they introduced to get people hype about it and really excited, and then they're like, blah. The Radiant cards, I mean, I talked about it in the last episode. The Radiant cards are, I was so excited for them, and I am just not excited for them at all anymore. And it really disappoints me. And to show, just to explain why, I've pulled 5 Radiant Greninjas. In less than 100 packs. We've opened less than 100 packs for myself. And we're probably around like 85, 86 packs right now. And I have 5 Radiant Greninjas, 2 Radiant Heatrans, and a Radiant Hawlucha. So looking at almost, that's 8. So you're looking at almost at a 10% pull rate on getting a Radiant card in your packs, which is insane for a shiny version of a card. Now, yes, this puts it in the exact same slot that the Amazing Rares were in. And
that's what I was going to say.
I'm telling you guys, they're dropping the ball on both of them. They both could have been so nice and such amazing cards, and they're just not. They're just not because they're so common, which, cool. I've loaded up on them for my collection. I love the way they look in my binders. I got full pages. Hey, dude, I got full pages of the Reshiram Amazing Rare and the Jirachi Amazing Rare. Rayquaza's my favorite one. Like, they're phenomenal, and I'll probably do the same thing with these Radiant cards.
Yeah.
What makes me mad, though, is I really feel like the Radiant, or not the Radiant, but like the Shining Mew and Rayquaza from Shining Legends were such great cards. They were so good, and they were like right in that perfect spot to where like they were rare, but they weren't like so rare they were just like unbelievably rare. You know, they were about as rare as a full art would be in a regular set nowadays. Okay. So you were able to experience pulling those shining cards, but without having six of them, you know?
Yeah, that would feel way better, I think, as well. Yeah.
So much, dude.
Good of a pull rate is not a good thing all the time.
Correct. Which is the perfect segue into our next half of this episode, which we're going to be talking about, and that is Astral Radiance. I was not extraordinarily excited for Astral Radiance when it first came out. Not at all. I thought it was going to be a down set. It didn't really have... So it had two of my favorite Pokemon inside of it in a very small fashion, which I've talked about before and I've complained about it a little bit before. Lucario and Darkrai should have gotten significantly more push in this set, and it would have made it way better. Two things. They either should have held off on Lucario and Darkrai and moved it to a different set, or they should have given it a lot more... shine in this set in terms of should have been the Pokemon that got the alternate arts instead of Beedrill, instead of Sneasler, you know, in that sort of thing. But anyway, I'm pleasantly surprised. I have had a lot of fun opening Astral Radiance with the boys. I made an unboxing. I brought an unboxing channel back. I did a ETB unboxing here. Nice. I tried some new editing techniques, guys, so go check that out and let me know what you guys think about it overall. I'm actually quite satisfied with it, but it's a tale of two sides here. It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Opening it has been so much fun with the boys because we get hits very frequently, right? Think about it. If we're 85 packs deep and I have 8 Radiant cards, that means I'm already 10% pull rate. And that's not even mentioning my V's, V-Maxes, V-Stars, Rainbows, Full Arts, Gold Cards, Trainer Galleries, all that stuff is completely separate.
Yeah.
Almost to the point where we are basically getting a hit in probably half or maybe even over half of our packs when you include Trainer Gallery in there as well, right? So that's amazing. That's fantastic. That's awesome. But that also means... the cards ain't worth crap. The Radiant cards are under $2. All three of them are under $2. Radiant Greninja is the most expensive at like $220. The other two are under $2. Half of the Trainer Gallery is all of the Trainer Gallery cards with a yellow border are under $1. They're $1 or less. And even like the trainers, the full art trainers, all under $10. They're actually all under $5 except for B. Because people love B, and, you know, they're all about that. Yeah. All about that life. And the two gold cards, the two Calyrex gold cards, are already down to, like, $3, right around where the Urshifu is. So, the Trainer Gallery is not worth crap. But I feel like the Trainer Gallery is their way to give the satisfaction of getting a hit without adding extraordinarily a lot of value to the singles as well. All the B cards are $1 or less. And the only thing still holding fort are kind of the VMAX, or not the VMAX, but the alternate art cards are still the only thing holding fort. And those prices are, they're trailing Fusion Strike prices right now as we sit. And it's only a few days after release. At this point for Fusion Strike, I think the Gengar, Espeon, and Mew were still all around like the $150, $165 marker. They didn't officially fall down to the $100 price point until about a month after release. So it's very, very interesting. That's my take on it, just my generality take. ASX, like, what's your initial thoughts and response to, hey, Astral Radiance is here? Here's what I got.
Yeah, so, you know, much like yourself, I wasn't super excited about the set. You know, I knew it was going to have some cool cards, but, you know, not as excited as I was, like, for Brilliant Stars or Celebrations or something like that. But as you said, it's been an absolute blast to open. I've not been able to open quite as many packs as you have. Had actually a really strange thing kind of happen with this release. Like, none of my Targets or Walmarts around me. I even went to a Target and a Walmart like about an hour away from my house. Not a single one of them had even one pack of Astral Radiance. Not an ETB, not a 3-pack, not a Check Lane blister, not a single pack blister. So I don't know if like Midwest just dropped the ball on distribution this week or what happened. I will say like GameStops and like LGSs have had Astro Radiant. So that's where I've been able to find it. So when I do find it, I 100% agree with you. Like pull rates have been phenomenal with this set. I would go as far to say, at least for myself, they were better than Brilliant Stars. In terms of the amount of pulls that I get, I've only opened probably about 25 packs or so. I've not pulled any of the big bangers like yourself, but I've pulled some pretty nice ones. I got actually out of in those like 25 packs, I pulled 3 Darkrai V-Stars. And I think that's probably the best card that I've pulled out of the set, just looking at the kind of top 10 cards here. But it's been fun. To me, like that's a huge part of it, right? Like if I'm opening packs, you know, I want to at least get something, right? It doesn't have to be the best card in the set. It could be the worst V card in the set, but like to me, that makes me feel like I didn't lose in that pack, right? And this set really makes me feel like that. I know it's very early on, right? And we've talked about it before here. Wave one, always the wave that you want to open out of that set, and typically it pays off for you and giving you better or more hits. But you know, it really seems like, you know, it might continue, that hit train might continue a little bit longer with this
Well,
set. I don't think it's gonna be
that
crazy
was gonna be my
long.
next question for you is Brilliant Stars had a very similar release with the Trainer Gallery. Like, I remember when I first started opening my Brilliant Stars, I was just loading up on hits, and it was just like hit after hit after hit. But now, when I find Brilliant Stars, whether it's 3-pack blisters or single pack sleeved boosters or whatever, even in like Arceus V boxes and stuff like that, like the Arceus figure boxes and the Pikachu boxes and bolt-on boxes that have Brilliant Stars inside, the hits just seem to be significantly less than when you picked up ETBs and booster boxes from the very first print wave. And I'm wondering, like, do you think that's going to happen with Astral as well? Or do you think we're going to kind of, or do you think Pokemon is kind of transitioning into this? We're going to start to give more, even though, like, the value is not going to change, right? So, I guess it will, right? That Trainer Gallery Phalanx is worth more than a reverse Rufflet. You know what I mean? Like, it still is going to be a better hit. But now you're talking 6 cents to 40 cents, right? So you're still not adding like bangers into more packs and stuff, which I guess you really can't. If you're making them that prevalent and that common to pull, they're just not gonna carry that much value. But for a collector, you're still adding those to your binder. Like, I'm still adding trainer galleries to my binder. I'm not adding reverse holos to my binder, but I'm not even, like, I hate to say this, but I'm not even adding holos to my binder anymore. But Trainer Gallery sneaks right in there as a card that hits my binder just because the artwork is so great. Do you think they're going to tone down the hit rates, or do you think this is just kind of like a test for the new way of Pokemon?
So just kind of trying to think about this, you know, maybe in a little bit different way. I think, honestly, I think they're probably going to follow the same formula that we had in Brilliant Starts. It's a very, very similar set in terms of what we get in the set. So I can see them really just kind of following that path that Brilliant Stars gave us. However, I think what's going to happen is that we're going to feel like we're getting hits for longer in this set because there's more Wave One product out there for us.
That's true too. Good point.
Opposed from my area where there's like nothing on the shelves.
Yeah, we don't like you guys over there in Illinois, you know,
apparently not.
Indiana.
But you know, I've heard. Don't even get me started. But
Go
you know, like you
Hoosiers!
told me, like, yeah, you told me, you know, you've been able to find boxes and boxes and boxes of Astral Radiance out there.
Four
So,
4 or 5 days after release, we were still able to find, you know, single booster packs. Obviously, the ETBs were gone, but 3-pack blisters, single booster packs, Check Lane blisters, still been able to find those pretty regularly at the stores.
So I think we're just gonna have Wave One product out there for a lot longer because I just feel like it's not as popular of a set as Brilliant Stars was, right? You don't have the Charizard. That's a huge money grab. There's just not as many people out there. So yes, I feel like it's gonna be the same formula in terms of, you know, how they mess around with the pull rates, but I think we're going to see a little bit of a longer first wave period where we're going to get some better hits. So I feel like this is going to feel like a better set in terms of the hit rates. But honestly, when it comes down to it and you look at the numbers in the end, I think it's probably going to be about the same.
I hope that this is kind of like a new look at the Pokemon TCG, right? So
yeah, it could be.
We've talked about before. Nice. We've talked about before how Pokemon introduces things and then they get rid of things, you know.
Yep.
Like the break cards, amazing rares. That's what I think these radiant cards are going to be. Now, this is the reason why I think that is kind of a cool talking point. There's usually not more than one thing that they drop, right? They normally drop one thing at a time. Now, yes, they're going to transition from V and VMAX and V-Star to something else, right? But that's like a whole generational change. You know, there's EX, right. GX, V, right? That's different.
Right.
Usually what I'm talking about otherwise, though, is they went from break cards to tag team cards. They went from break cards to prism cards.
Prism.
To tag team cards, to amazing rares, and now we're getting the radiant cards, okay? Now, I thought initially, okay, they're replacing the amazing rares with Trainer Gallery, right? I thought Trainer Gallery was going to be this second half of Generation 8's niche, right? This is the new tag team, is the Trainer Gallery.
Yeah.
The next four or five sets are going to have Trainer Gallery in it, and then it's going to go away. I'm not so sure anymore, because I think radiant cards are the thing that's going to go away. We got the amazing rares.
Yeah.
Now I think we're going to get the radiant. We're going to get radiant for this set. Pokemon Go for sure. And then we're likely going to get more radiant cards probably to the end of the generation, or at least in probably like two more sets, right? Maybe the next set after Pokemon Go will also have some radiant cards, but maybe, you know, two or three per set. Nothing insane, right?
Yeah.
Which makes me now lead to believe that Generation 9 is still going to carry alternate arts, is still going to carry Trainer Gallery cards, right? So if you think about what the future could hold for the Pokemon TCG, like, what if, you know, they continued in Generation 9 to print all Trainer Gallery cards for every single set, and it's almost like their way of replacing, like, the reverse holo, right? They're replacing that reverse holo, or maybe even, like, the regular holographic card with these Trainer Galleries to increase hit rates to just make opening a booster pack feel better, right? You're still not going to put one in every single pack, but what you can do is you can put one in every other pack, one in every third pack. With there being 30 Trainer Gallery cards in every single set, and they could be continuing to move that forward like that, that would just make opening the cards feel so much better. And it's not for money, it's not for investors, it just makes opening Pokemon packs feel better. Like, as somebody who often watches a 5-year-old open Pokemon TCG cards and booster packs, I've seen him spend $100 on cards and get two holos and a V, and, like, he's devastated. He's like, I just opened 15 packs, and he got nothing. Nothing, you know? To where, when I watch him open Astral Radiance, he's like, oh, Trainer Galleries are hits, even though I know they're only 28 cents now for, you know, the Kleavor, you know, Trainer Gallery, but it's not the point of the Trainer Gallery. The point of the Trainer Gallery is to just improve the experience of opening cards, which is phenomenal, and I hope to continue it down the road.
Yeah. No, I do too, and I really feel like, you know, I kind of have said it before, like, Pokemon Company's not going to leave money on the table, and I really feel like I really feel like they've found a nice little formula with the Trainer Gallery. Like, okay, this is getting people excited. People are buying more packs because there is a Trainer Gallery. They feel like they have a better chance.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely foresee them continuing it into the future, you know, into Generation 9. I can see alt arts for sure. Trainer Gallery, I'm still a little bit on the fence about, because they did just swipe that away from us right after Cosmic Eclipse. They did give it back, but I could see maybe it doing something like that again, where we don't really see them early on, because I mean, we did just get a whole bunch of them, right? So I think maybe we might not see them early on, but then eventually they kind of come back. I'm talking about the Trainer Gallery cards.
They just gave us 60 of them, and we still have a crap ton that we did not get.
That is true.
That are in VMAX Climax and Battle Region and Dark Phantasma that we still don't have in English. And I think what we really need to keep an eye out for is if they're going to continue to print these in the Japanese sets. If we continue to
Yes.
get, you know, four or five Trainer Gallery cards in every single Japanese set, then that really will excite me for Generation 9 having Trainer Gallery.
That's a very good point. Not something that we really talk about too often, but yeah, for hints on what's going to happen in English, you know, take a look at what's going on over in Japan and in their TCGs. I mean, they're always, you know, a few months ahead of us anyways. So, very good point. Yeah.
Yeah, right now we're in this weird spot where like we're both kind of just waiting for Pokemon Go. You know,
Yeah,
it's a
that's kind of true.
really
Yeah.
normally like Japan is like 2 to 3 months ahead of English release. I mean, look how long Time Gazer and Space Juggler were out before we got Astral Radiance. I mean, there was a solid
Yeah, true.
month of opening Japanese booster packs, you know, getting the Astral Radiance cards before we even sniffed Astral Radiance.
Right.
And now we're both kind of sitting in the spot where we're just kind of waiting for Pokemon
Yeah,
Go to come out, and we're all kind of
right.
excited about it, pseudo excited, because I really don't know how great it's going to be.
Right.
It's going to be a great set for casual fans. I don't think it's going to be a great set for Pokemon TCG hardcore fans like us.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it's for me, Pokemon Go is going to be for sealed collection. You know, buy some for your sealed collection,
Yeah.
buy some to open up, obviously, because it's fun, you know. But it's for me, it's a sealed collection set. It's just. Celebrations was fantastic to open. Probably won't
Yeah.
open it ever again. If I ever find more celebrations, I'll probably just
Yeah.
buy it and keep it because there's really no reason to when the most expensive card in the set is $60, you know,
Yeah.
and the second most expensive one is 38. You know,
30.
it's yeah,
Yeah.
it's basically the price of you know, the premium playmat collection is the price of the Golden Mew. Just go buy the
Yeah.
Golden Mew, you know.
Exactly.
And the ETB, you can just go buy yourself the Charizard yourself.
At this point, yeah, it makes no sense to open up any Celebrations product for sure.
So,
But yeah, I don't feel like this Pokemon Go is going to be another Celebrations where it's just like banger after banger opening packs and it's so much fun. I mean, the packs are going to be different. We're getting 10 cards per pack too, so it'll definitely
do you think we're going to get more celebrations printed now that we're just kind of pseudo on the subject here?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the more and more time ticks on, it feels like we're not, which is a bummer. I love the set. I loved opening it. Opened way too much of it, but it was awesome. I just, you know, we it, it was like it's a 25th anniversary, right? We're past that at this point. We're already past 26 now. So yeah, I just feel like it's kind of locked to that year. And if you would have asked me this, you know, 4 months ago or whatever, whenever it came out, I would have told you, yes, they're going to print this into the ground. We're going to see it forever. But I really haven't heard or really seen anything on the shelves. I don't find any celebrations on the shelves anymore. So it kind of makes me feel like, you know, maybe I was wrong. They're not going to print as much of it. And it really was just kind of a thing that we got in 2021.
Yeah, so like I think it's such a tough question because I'm pretty much in the exact same boat that you were. I really thought that we were going to be getting celebrations printed quite a bit and quite a lot. And the one thing that I will combat when I say that is we just recently got our Darkness Ablaze and Vivid Voltage big reprints, right? And both of those sets were fairly early in Generation 8, especially Darkness Ablaze, I think, was the third set to be released. And Vivid Voltage was 4, I think, after 3.5 for Shining Fates or Champion's Path. Champion's Path, and after that, we know that we're confirming a Evolving Skies and Evolving Skies reprint for August, late August, they're saying. So Celebrations and Evolving Skies were very, very close to each other, right? It was Evolving Skies, then Celebrations, then Fusion Strike. So that really makes me think that we're going to be getting Celebrations reprint right around September time. And what I would
That
not
makes
be
sense.
surprised about is if we got a nice little run on Celebrations in between Evolving Skies reprint and holiday set November, right? Because Celebrations is still going to be an extremely desired set
Oh,
for
yeah.
the Christmas holiday. It's 25th anniversary.
Yeah.
It's going to be phenomenal. People are still going to want to get it for their kids, for their husbands, their wives, you know, for Christmas, because it's awesome, right?
Super fun set, yeah.
But you don't really want to release it, reprint and release it after your other subset came out. You know what I
That's
mean?
true. That's a good point, yeah.
So what my expectation for Celebrations, if we get a reprint, we're going to be looking at, either in between September-ish, October-ish, or like 2 weeks before Christmas. Because
Ooh.
we're probably going to get the holiday
Yeah.
set mid to late November, usually is when we get the holiday
Yeah.
set. That way, the holiday set will be out 2 to 3 weeks, before, the reprint for Celebrations would come. So it really wouldn't like crunch on it, right? Especially if it's
Yeah.
not super hype. Don't get me wrong, it's a holiday set. It's probably going to be super freaking hype.
Yeah.
But that being said, we still don't want the Celebrations reprint to overshadow what could be a new holiday set that's coming, which will likely house a Charizard of some kind, whether it's another full art, VMAX full art, or alternate art, something. Because
Yeah.
they're still holding that VMAX alternate art in the barrel, dude. It still is
Yeah.
in the mag, like it's Charizard VMAX is a thing.
Yeah.
Like some of the cards that never got VMAXs, VMAX alternate arts never got a VMAX. Like
Yeah.
the Celebi and the Genesect. There's no Genesect VMAX. There's no Celebi VMAX.
Right.
So that's why there's no VMAX alternate art for those cards.
That makes sense. Yeah.
We do have a Charizard
Right.
VMAX,
Right.
which means we can indeed have a Charizard VMAX alternate art if we really wanted one. And
Yeah.
I think you're the one who said Pokemon doesn't leave money on the table,
I tend to say that every once in a while.
So, don't be surprised if we are getting that VMAX Charizard alternate art in the holiday set towards the end. We also got the Charizard character rare that we did not get. We also got the whole rain of Pikachu Trainer Gallery cards that we did not get.
Yeah.
So there's definitely ammo that Pokemon Center can use for the next upcoming subsets, not, other than Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting to see what happens for the rest of the Sword and Shield era. As long, I think the whole era now is going to end off very well if they continue to put these Trainer Gallery cards in
I
to
think so.
increase, improve the opening of booster packs. And it's,
Yes.
we talked about it before. I think I even said something along the lines of put a holo in every single pack to make opening feel better. This what they're doing, I think, is even better than that.
I
Because
agree.
even getting a holo in every pack, people will just become numb to the holos. But putting
Yep.
these trainer galleries in one in every three and four packs is going to make that significantly better than a holo in every pack, and significantly better
I
than a
agree.
set that has no trainer gallery whatsoever.
I 100% agree with you on that because thinking back to Champion's Path, I could not care less about any one of those holos that were in those packs.
Mud Champion's Path.
Not exactly. My gosh, so many of those. Not even early on, in opening that set was I like, oh yeah, there's, holos in every pack. Let's get super excited because I knew it was just going to get super repetitive. So yeah, I love that idea. If they could keep doing that where, it's a trainer gallery every, three, four, even if it was like every like five packs, like that I feel like would be better than holos, to be honest, and reverse
Cool, because
holos.
when you mix that in with getting a V card that might be like one in
It could be
seven
a double
packs,
banger pack.
yeah, the
Yeah.
double banger packs are also a godsend, dude. Like Logan freaks when he gets a double banger
Oh
pack,
yeah,
you
it's
know what
so
I mean?
awesome. Yeah.
And it's really special, and then also knowing that you have the opportunity to pull, a Calyrex VMAX trainer gallery and a gold card in the same pack, that's
Yeah.
really freaking cool. And that's
Yeah.
exciting and stuff. So I
Exactly.
It definitely has improved the experience of opening just Pokemon cards in general. It makes you feel like you've wasted your money a little bit less, as
Exactly.
there's a big difference in opening Brilliant Stars and Astral Radiance and opening Fusion Strike, Darkness Ablaze, Rebel Clash, right? Because when you know that, six out of 8 packs, 8 out of 10 packs are just gonna have either a regular rare or a regular holo inside, it is hard to buy those packs. It is so
Oh,
hard to
yeah.
buy those packs. And it will, like, when you buy the for instance, the I think it's the Pikachu box, one of them has a Chilling Rain in it. When you
Yeah.
buy that, it comes with 2 Brilliant Stars, Evolving Skies, and a Chilling Rain. The Chilling Rain is almost just like a throwaway. You don't even care. You're just kind of like, nah, Chilling Rain.
It's always the first one I open.
I know there's going to be nothing in it. You know, that's the first thing you say. I know there's going to be nothing inside of this Chilling Rain pack, so let me just get it out of the way so I can hopefully get a Trainer Gallery in my Brilliant Stars or one of those Evolutions in my Evolving Skies. Like, that's how we all look at those boxes. All of you in the comment section who are about to say, you're liars. You are liars. You all do the same thing. You get that Chilling Rain pack out of the way, and you get more excited for Brilliant Stars and more excited for Evolving Skies. It's a fact.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fact. And you'll probably feel the same way about Astral Radiance. So just because there's a better chance of getting a hit, even if it's only worth 65 cents. Just this.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. So, awesome stuff, guys. Awesome stuff. I really appreciate you guys hanging out with us for today's episode. If you're new to the channel, please drop a sub. Slap that like button. Slap that like button like you slap a Snorlax with that poker flute when he's laying in your way. Go ahead and get that done for us. It really, really helps out the channel. Here on TCG Funhouse, we post Pokemon-related content 3 times per week in full-length videos, and we have shorts every single day. And if you're on the audio platforms, please drop a follow, share it, give us a 5-star review. We're on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcast, all those places. ASX, what you got going on over on your lovely channel, my friend?
Well, I got something very exciting, you guys. I got my very first box break coming up here, and I have all the packs available here still, or all the sets I still do have available. I got 2 boxes of VMAX Climax, one of the like hottest Japanese sets right now. You guys can pull so many bangers in these. I have a full box of Brilliant Stars and a full box of Astral Radiance as well, all available. Great prices, $4 a pack, $5 a pack on the Brilliant Stars, and then $8 on the VMAX Climax. And I still have, like I said, packs from all sets available. So if you guys want those, just hit me up on my Instagram, or you can email me at asx.tcg@gmail.com. And the break is coming up this Saturday, so it's coming up fast, June 4th, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. So I hope to see you guys all there.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. And just because you got to plug it, I got to plug mine. You guys know we're live every single Friday at 9 p.m. Box Breaks, tcgfunhouse.com. Over 15 different pack options, revolving door from Japanese to English, from Battle Styles to Dark Phantasma, whatever you're looking for, we have it available over there. But, you know, go hang out with ASX this Saturday as well. Are you doing any giveaways? Are you giving away on your live stream?
Yes. I haven't picked out what I'm going to be giving away, but I'm going to be doing a giveaway. I'm going to be doing 2 giveaways. I'm going to do a
giveaway.
Yes.
Now I got to do 2 giveaways.
Well, you got to step up to the plate here. So 2 giveaways. I'm going to do a giveaway specifically for the people that bought in, since this is my very first box break. I just want to, you know, do an extra thank you for you guys for supporting me. And then I'm going to do a giveaway for anybody that wasn't able to purchase but is there live with me during my box break. So, yeah, 2 giveaways. Again, I haven't decided what I'm going to give away for those, but it's going to be awesome.
First edition Shadowless Charizard.
Yeah, it's actually 2 of them. So, yeah.
I knew it.
You guys all there? No, it is not. I am not giving those away. I wish I could to you guys. But, yeah, 2.
Calm down, PokéRev. Calm down.
Exactly, right? But, yeah, it's going to be awesome, you guys. Giveaways, a whole bunch of fun. Is going to be had, so I'm excited.
Yes, absolutely. The streams are always fun, guys. Absolutely. Yeah. I say all the time, you know, my favorite part about being a Pokemon content creator is the community that is based around the channel here, especially during the live streams. And ASX and I obviously share a lot of the same viewers during the live stream. So the number one community... Hold on, monster. The number one community in all of the Pokemon TCG niche. So thank you all so much. We hope to see you guys Friday and Saturday for the live streams. But that's all we have for you today, guys. Tune in this Friday for another episode of the Q&A, where we answer your tough and hard and fun Pokemon TCG questions. Hope you guys have a wonderful night. Oh.